Chapter 1. It's amazing the things that the heart and mind can endure. No one ever told me that growing up, so I often spent my childhood thinking something was wrong with me. For most of my life, I have felt as though I wasn't wanted, wasn't welcome, and that something was wrong with me. I could never quite put my finger on it, but I didn't quite belong. Can any of you relate to that? In order for you to understand me and my story, I think I should tell you a little bit about where I am from. I was born and raised on the Caribbean island of St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. That's about 30 minutes away from Puerto Rico if you need a better frame of reference. The Virgin Islands is a territory of the United States, so we are U.S. citizens by birth, operate under the U.S. governmental laws and systems, but we are part of the Caribbean, with a heritage that goes back to being once owned by Denmark as the Danish West Indies until 1917. The U.S. Virgin Islands consists of St. Thomas, St. John, St. Croix, and Water Island, along with hundreds of other inlets and cays. St. Thomas is tiny, just 32 square miles, and the entire population is about 50,000 to 55,000 people. So, if you can imagine my childhood, it was a very small community where everyone knew your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and so on. That said, when you have a member of your family with mental illness, it's a bit hard to hide, especially when everyone knows that the affected person is related to you. In this setting, it would prove difficult to come to terms with the life that had haunted me and left me feeling like I was stained and unworthy of love. It was early in my childhood when I realized that my mom wasn't like the other parents. I didn't have a close relationship with my father, Victor Hall, at the time. But I spent a lot of time growing up with my mother's parents. My mom, Vernice, was rather quiet, more of an introvert. Well, that was all before our world started to unravel. My parents were high school sweethearts who courted in secret from 9th to 12th grade. Their courtship continued into college, and I was the end result of their young romance. Sounds sweet, huh? Well, I thought so too. However, as I've started to put all the pieces together in the past few years, it's becoming much clearer that there was trouble brewing in paradise. My mother and father had an on-again, off-again relationship after high school. But during their courtship, marriage was on both of their minds, at least for a little while. My father even proposed to her, but she surprised him and everyone else by telling him she would not marry him. My grandmother wasn't even aware that they had been dating so seriously. I guess they did a great job of convincing her and everyone else that they had met in their first year of college at the University of the Virgin Islands, UVI. The real story is that they were sneaking around to avoid dealing with their parents' opinions, and my mother would hop on the boat to St. John a few times a year to see my dad outside of the school day. They were both 20 or 21 years of age when I was born. And whatever was going on in their relationship, my father was missing in action for my mother's pregnancy. How awful for her. She was pregnant with her first child for the man who was supposed to be the love of her life. And then when she needed him the most, he just up and left. I'm shaking my damn head at how conveniently he just disappeared from the scene. But I'm not going to be bitter. Now, back to the story. My father must have come to his senses that day and went to ask my mom to come back to him. How ironic that while he was standing on my grandmother's doorstep, mommy was in the hospital preparing to bring me into the world. Given that I too was a young mother, I can only imagine how scary that must have been. The long and short of the story is that after my birth, things were never quite the same. Looking back now, I think my mother knew that she would not be able to care for me in an adequate manner. So she went about making provisions to ensure that I would be in good hands. In a secret conversation with her aunt and uncle, she arranged for them to take me in as an infant. I'm not sure why she didn't have this talk with her own parents, but that was her decision. No lawyers or fancy talk, just a verbal agreement that they would raise me.